Hebrews chapter 4. Amen. Bless His holy name. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 9. The Bible says, "There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." That's some serious cutting there. Amen. It says, "Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do." In other words, God don't miss nothing. "Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." I want to preach just a little while tonight, if God be my help, and I'll try not to be too long. No, Brother Billy's got to go home and get in bed. He's got to get up at 3:30 in the morning. So we'll try to be brief, but I want to give you what God's got for us. I want to preach on this thought for just a moment, if God will be our help, on hold on to what is right. Hold on to what is right. There's a lot of things in this world today that's not right. And as me and you look around us, we can see that, and God gives us a conscience, He gives us an awareness to know and realize that there's a whole lot of things that's not right. But I want to say by the precious Word of God that there's a whole lot of things that are right. Amen. Amen. And I don't know about you, but I want the things that's right, and I want to leave the things that's wrong alone. Amen. And be a help to everybody along the way that I can, that we might be encouraged and encouragers in the Lord. The Bible says here in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 9, He said, "There remaineth a rest to the people of God." Now, I won't talk about that rest for just a second, very briefly. I'll tell you what that is. That's when we fully surrender to God to do His will. When we say, "You know what, I ain't all that, but He is. I can't do nothing, but praise God, He can do it all. I can't get up, praise God, but He can lift me up. Hey, God, but I can't step forward, but He can carry me along." When we surrender ourselves to God, when we fully surrender to Him and say, "Lord, I can't, but You can," praise God, God does wonderful things for His people. Amen. He picks us up, praise God, and begins to do, and He takes us always in the right way. The thing about when you surrender to God, you don't have to worry about Him taking you somewhere you oughtn't to go. He'll take you in the way, praise God, that you need to go, and it'll be a help to you and encourage somebody else, and you can shout all the way to the house. Amen. You won't have to look back on it and say, "Oh me, why did I do that?" Amen. Because God will keep you on the straight and narrow. And the Bible says here, praise God, He said, "There remaineth a rest." He said, "There's a rest, praise God." He said, just as He gave to Moses to bring them out of the wilderness, a rest for His people, praise God. Then, He said, there's a rest for His people now. Amen. There's a place of rest. There's a place of hope. And there's a place of encouragement tonight. And that's in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because without Him, we can do nothing. Amen. "For he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works." Amen. In other words, we got to quit trying so much to be Mr. Goody Two Shoes and just try a little harder to be God's little children. Just surrender unto Him, praise God, and say, "God, I can't, but You can." I told you when God called me to preach, amen, I was a little old shy thing. I wasn't much of a speaker. And I'm still not, I know you agree with me, I'm still not eloquent of speech. But praise God, there's something come in my heart when I said, "Lord, here I am." Amen. Glory be God, I got on my knees on that river bank. I said, "God, I came, but whatever You want me to do, praise God, You just show me and I'll do it the best of Your ability." Amen. Amen. That's what, and that's all He wants us to do. And He said, "These are rest here." He said, "When we quit trying to do it by good works, and we do it by faith in God," said He does all the rest for us. Young as I'm afraid we try to work our way in. Amen. We need to just have faith in the Lord, trust the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, for Him to usher us in. So He can take us to where He'd have us to be. There's a place of rest. Amen. For the Lord. There's a place of rest in the Lord. Amen. He said, "Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest." Amen. How do you do that? By just putting your faith, Lord. Trusting in Him. Praying and acknowledging Him. Looking in the Word. Searching the Scriptures that we might find that rest. Amen. Let me say that again. Search the Scriptures that we might find that place of rest in the Word of God. Amen. Thank God, you won't find it in the world. Amen. You'll try to have this and try to have that and try to make a fortune. And amen, everything seems like it's fleeting all the time. But praise God, when you look for Jesus in the Scriptures, praise God, in the Word of God, when you seek Him early, you'll find Him quick. He's not evasive. He doesn't run from us, Brother Jeff. He don't hide from you. Praise God, you go out there. Hey, we've been going out there to Sheraton this week, and praise God, we go out there looking for Him, and before we get there, we hear Him on the radio. Amen. Praise God, people just are having them a time. Why? Because they come to meet with the Lord. They come to seek the Lord. Praise God, and they find Him. Amen. If we get in the habit of coming to the house of God, seeking the Lord, don't care what Billy Joe has to say or Sister Sue has to say, praise God. What we ought to do, come not looking at each other, but looking for God. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. And we'll find Him right quick. Find Him when we come in the door, praise God. Just begin to praise Him and worship Him and say, "Glory to God, just give me a little more." Yes, you know, preacher, that sounds kind of greedy. Yeah, but that's not greedy in the eyes of God. Amen. That's like little children, praise God, coming to the Father, wanting good stuff from the Father. Amen. In the eyes of God, you know what I believe that's like? I believe that's like our little children. They come to us and say, "Mama, Daddy, I want some more of them peas and carrots, please." Amen. you don't hear that often. But now my little granddaughter loves peas and carrots. Glory to God. Amen. That blesses God's heart. Just like when children ask for the peas, that good stuff, that healthy stuff, that nutritious stuff, praise God. Amen. That stuff that'll help you grow, you make you strong. Bea says, "Gee, look, Papa, I'm super strong." Amen. I say, praise the Lord, yes you are. Glory to God. Amen. But He says that's what He wants for us. When we forget the works, praise God, and we try to labor in the Word, we look at the God, and we try to get closer to Him. Praise God, that's how we labor today. Amen. We work to try to get closer to Him. If we're doing anything other than that, we're missing the mark. Hello? Our whole objective as Christianity is try to get closer to Jesus. Amen. You know, I thought we were supposed to be out here winning and witnessing and trying to get people in. Praise God, if you'll get what your job is, your primary job is to get close to Christ. And He'll take care of all that other stuff. Amen. Praise God, He'll add that to you. Amen. That'll become part of your portfolio. Amen. When we seek Him first and the good things that He has for us. He says we can't do it as those that are caught up in unbelief. He said we have to do it believing that they is a God and that He's real. Amen. And He's really there to help us. How does He do it? By the very essence of Himself. Look what He says, for the Word of God, that's God. Hello? Brother Billy, the Word of God is God. That's who He is. Amen. The Lord, Philip came up and said, "Lord," said, "we don't know where way. We don't know where you go. How are we going to know the way?" And He said, "Philip, as I've been with you so long, have you not known me?" Amen. He said, "Hey, it's the Word, praise God. It's God Almighty that we get to know." And He gets it because He already knows us. And then He gets to help us. Now look how what he look what he does. For the word of God is quick, and it's powerful, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword, and it's piercing. He's dividing asunder the soul and the spirit, and of the joints and the marrow, and then is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Now I could preach on this all night long, but I just want to give you a couple things right quick. We're going to move on quickly because this ain't what I want to preach tonight. I'm just warming up. Amen. So he said the word of God, that's God himself, is quick. That means it's living. It's alive. Praise God. It's not cold. It's not dead. When you read your Bible, praise God, don't look at it as something that's cold and dead. Look at it, praise God, as something that's alive. Amen. It's alive. It's living. Not only is it alive. Yeah, how do you know it's live and living, preacher? Because the Bible says it's powerful. It has power. I've never missed, hey, praise God, praise God, I've never seen nothing that was dead have power. It's just dead. But praise God, he said it's quick, said it's a living, it's lively. And said it's powerful. And said it's sharper. That word, in other words, not only is it living and it's powerful, but it also has the power to separate. It has the power to divide out. Amen. So he can look, so that he can look at every aspect of our life, praise God, to see where we're at, see where we need improvement. Amen. Not so he can tear us up and beat us down. God don't do that to a child of God. Amen. Well, remember, we're his little children. He's there to encourage us and build us up. The same way he says in Ephesians chapter 4, that we're supposed to do each other. He said, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that is good to use of edifying, that may minister grace to the hearers. He said, chunk that other stuff. Amen. That the Holy Spirit's not pleased with. He said, if we do anything contrary to that, now it grieves the Spirit of God. So we chunk it, we get rid of it. Praise God, because we see that God wants to help us. He wants to give us those things, praise God, that we need. Bless his holy name. He said, not only is it living and powerful and shit, and that it separates, but it's the very thing that God uses to deal. Look at this, verse 13. He said, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. He said, this word, praise God, this essence of God is what he uses, amen, to relate and deal with me and you. It's kind of like God. Thank you. Through his word, he reaches down on brother and he touches him. Amen. And he works that old bad stuff out so that he can pour the good stuff in. Amen. Glory be to God. That's what he does, youngins. He said, praise God, God's got everything that we need. Bless his holy name. Praise God. Says, is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight? But all things, now watch this, are naked and opened under the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Amen. The one that we're dealing with tonight. Who are we dealing with? We're dealing with the great God of glory and the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit that speaks to our souls. Amen. The very essence and fiber of a child of God is what we're dealing with. Amen. So we see the power that God gives us, amen, when we fully surrender ourselves to him. You know what's wrong with most of us? Because of our old stinking pride, praise God, we'll say, well, you know, I'm going to give myself to him to a point, but I'm not going to give him all of me. Let me just give you a little enlightenment. He gave all himself to you. He didn't hold nothing back. He didn't hold anything in reserve. But he gave himself completely on the cross of Calvary. He poured himself out, praise God, for me and you. Amen. On the cross of Calvary. He gave everything he had, even to the very drop of blood, last drop of blood in his body. Amen. He didn't spill it. That would have been an accident. He poured it out, praise God, for me and you. Amen. Praise God, that man, well, there's a big difference between spilling something and pouring it out. See, I could knock this bottle of water over and say, oh, I spilled that. But if I take this bottle of water and I turn it up like this, it's not an accident. Amen? It would be on purpose. See, Jesus died on purpose. If we could ever get that in our head, praise God, it would make us better Christians. We'd find our place of rest. We'd find our place of encouragement, praise God. We'd find our place where we could be encouraged in the Lord, that we might encourage others, because we have somebody that loves us and cares for us. Now watch this, verse 14. He says, seeing then. Now what he's talking about here, Brother Jeff, when he says, seeing then, he's tying it back in to verses 1 through 13. He said, seeing then that we have all this stuff, have all this help for God, that we have a Lord that loves us and cares for us, and pray God watching over us and has all the power and the life, amen, and everything that we need to deal with me and you. Seeing then that we have a great high priest, amen. He's not a high priest. Amen. What we have not is a great high priest. He supersedes any priest that ever lived. Amen. Because he offered up himself. There was no priest that walked on earth, praise God, in the flesh of a man that ever offered up himself. The only one that could was Christ Jesus, our Savior. He makes him our great high priest because he offered up himself. Now watch this. Seeing then we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Now watch what's taking place here. He said, seeing that we have a great high priest. He said, we can hold on to what's right, praise God, because we know that he's a holding on to us. Amen. He's helping us to stay steady, stay straight. Praise God, he's like that anchor of a ship, praise God. He'll hold us steadfast. Amen. He won't let us waver out of control. But see, remember the old weeping prophet, old Jeremiah? He told the children of Israel, Jeremiah chapter 6, down about verse 16, he said, thus saith the Lord. Amen. In other words, God was speaking, L-O-R-D, capitals. He said, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways. Amen. They said, hey, listen, you need to pay attention. You need to stand. You need to take a stand. He said, stand ye in the ways and see. He said, see if it's the right way. And if it's not the right way, then we need to find that way. Amen. There's a lot of people today that's, I talked to a fella this week who said he was looking for a church. I asked him, I said, well, what are you looking for? He said, well, I don't really know. He just wanted, I guess, something that just tickle his fancy, satisfy his flesh, give him a place where he can go, amen, so he can say, I went to church. I said, what you need to do then, let me tell you, you need to find a good Bible-believing church, amen, who teaches a good Holy Ghost doctrine. That's that teaching, biblical teaching and instruction, so that you can grow and get close to your Lord. Amen. You know what he said? He said, I never thought of it that way. Amen. Makes me wonder, has he ever been saved? I didn't get a chance to ask him that. But has he ever been saved? If you haven't ever thought about Jesus in that aspect, have you ever even got to know him? Do you know who he is? But he said we need to stand in the way and see. He said we need to ask for the old pass. Amen. He said we need to ask for the old pass. Hey, listen, I ain't crazy about this new modern junk. I don't want to be a part of some new modern church. Amen. I like the old time way. Amen. I still like, praise God, I still like the songs that's in this old redback hymnal, glory to God. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with them, glory to God. They work and they still work. There's power in the blood. Amen. Those old songs with the blood, those old songs with the promise, those old songs with the Son, praise God, those old songs of forgiveness, glory be to God, they still work. Amen. Amen. I still like that old time way. I think you do too. Amen. Praise be to God. Hey, but you know, there's some folks that's starting to look for an old-time place. Amen. You say, I've had people tell me, well, preacher said, if you'll just modernize a little bit, If you just modernize, he said it would draw a crowd. I said, yeah, when you got them, what would you have? Hey, man, the next person come along with a cheeseburger and take them out the door. Amen. Next person that tickle their ear, make them feel good about themselves. Amen. They'd run off with them. But praise God, the truth will make you free. It'll give you a place of rest, praise God. It'll give you something you can hold on to. And when these youngins, praise God, when they get a little bit older, they may drift away a little bit, but praise God, God will have something to bring them back with. I thank God for the old time way that I grew up under. The preaching and the singing and the praising God. Amen. There's nothing like it. Bless God. He says, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? Amen. Where's that good way? Amen. It's in old time religion. Amen. You hear what I said? It's in old time religion. That's the good way. And he said, when you find it, praise God, he said, and walk therein. Amen. When you find the right one, you know what he says here? What he said there, Brother Rex? He said, stay with it. He said, when you find a place that's right, when you find a place that's real, you find an old-time way, praise God, just stay with it. Amen. God will bless it. How do you know? Because he goes on and says, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Amen. People running all over the world tonight trying to find something to occupy their flesh. Their souls are in turmoil. And they're trying to satisfy their soul. But there's no satisfying the soul outside the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You know what's happened to most places? What Jeremiah talks about over in Jeremiah 18. Jeremiah 18 verse 15, he says, because my people have forgotten me, they have burned incense to vanity. Amen. In other words, what he said, he said, my people are very religious, but they ain't got nothing to stand on. There's no foundation. And he said, therefore, they burn incense to vanity and they have caused them to stumble in their ways. He didn't say my ways. God's ways won't trip you up. Hello? Hey, God's ways, let me say it again, God's ways will not trip you up. God will make a path for you that's true and steadfast. He'll remove those obstacles out of the way. Amen? And if he's one that he can't move out of the way, praise God, he'll help you over it. So that you can shout the glory on the other side. But he said they called him to stumble in their ways. From the ancient paths to walk in paths in a way not cast up. He said, there's a way, praise God, that I never ordained, I never authorized. And he said, that's the way they're all going. Why would they go in the wrong direction? Jeremiah said in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9, he said, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Now, if it's deceitful and desperately wicked, we don't even understand it, how can we know it? He said, that's where you're at. But he said, I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, that innermost part of the soul. He said, I dig in there deep, praise God. And he said, glory to God. He said, I get to the root of the problem. Amen. You know what's wrong with most Baptists today? We don't want God to dig into the root of our problem. Amen. We don't like him digging in there. But praise God, he can get there and he can take care of that needs to be taken care of. He said, I the Lord, search the heart and try the rein, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Amen. He said, just go on if you'll go on by yourself, your old deceitful, wicked heart. He said, and it'll cause you misery. And he said, you'll have to answer down the road. Amen. Why? Because we choose the wrong way. I was going to say this tonight. You know, listen, mamas and daddies, mamas and papas, You know how important it is today for me and you to choose the right way and stay on the right path? Because these little ones are watching me and you. Amen. You are their example. Ain't that what he said back there in verse 12? That we're that example, praise God. That example of what's right, what should be right. And they're watching us. Amen. I can take my mind back, praise God, when I was a little kid, and I can see my mama and papa on the Massey side, and how they lived right and they lived virtuous. Amen. Amen. I never seen them do nothing out of hand. And I see my, and praise the Lord, on my mama's side, my grandma and papa young. Amen. I never seen him raise his voice one time. I've seen people cheat him. I've seen people do him dirty. And he never backed up. He never glimpsed. He never faltered. Praise God. He just pressed on for the glory. I asked him one time, I said, Papa, he said that. I said, that don't right. He said, that's all right. He said, don't worry about it. He said, it'll all wash out. Amen. That's all he said. He said, it'll all wash out. I'd have been fighting mad. I was a little bitty feller. But you know what? Praise God. He showed me something. I prayed. I said, God, please help me be like Papa Young. Amen. Take away this that I don't need, praise God, and give me what he had. Why an example? We need to be, praise God, steadfast. Because they're watching us. You may not see them watching. Praise God. That's why we got to get away from this old deceitful, wicked heart. We got to get to a place where God can use us. You say, but preacher, how do you do it? We do it with the help of the Lord. Amen. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. So we do that. We overcome this. We take a stand when we realize who He is, and we realize, now watch this, where He is. Said He's passed into the heavenlies. Amen. He's passed into the presence of the Father. Amen. Praise God. He said, let us hold fast our profession, that confession, that profession that we have, praise God, of Him, that we know Him and we trust Him and we love Him and we live for Him. Amen. Praise God, because He said He's passed into the heavens for us. Bless His holy name. He's up there in the presence of royalty. Praise His God. Glory to God. Look at Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11. Said, but Christ, being come and high priest of good things to come. Amen. Not the things that are, but are things to come. By a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands. That is to say, not of this building. Praise God, He's not of this world. Glory be to God, He's of another world. That neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by His own blood, He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption, watch this, for us. Amen. Now look over at verse 24. Hebrews 9 and 24 said, for Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear, watch this, in the presence of God, for who? For us. He's there in heaven, praise God, said He's passed into heaven to sit at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for me and you, that when we fall on our faith, come boldly before the throne of grace, like He said to, praise God, we can talk to our Savior. Our Savior takes us straight to God Almighty, praise God, in the presence of royalty. Amen. Don't ever let nobody tell you you're nobody. Praise God, you're somebody. And we have an advocate with the Father. We have a great high priest, praise God, in the very presence of authority. Amen. So He says, we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Now watch this. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He said, for we have not And then watch what he says. He said, cannot. In that one sentence is a double negative. So you know what a double negative makes that? That makes it a superlative positive. Amen. Amen. It takes it from being a double negative to making it so positive, praise God, that it's beyond words. It takes a double negative. You'll get that in a minute. It takes a double negative and takes it to a place, praise God, where it so supersedes everything. He said, we cannot have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. He said, it super exceeds the cannot. It super exceeds the we have not. And it comes to a place that we have, praise God, this super force, this super a high priest, praise God, that knows exactly infirmities that we have, the weakness and the lack of strength, praise God, that every one of us have. Said he knows every little twinge of weakness in you and I. Amen. And he's already entered into the presence of holiness, already into the throne room of grace, praise God, at grace, that place of unmerited favor, praise the Lord, and he's there to make intercession for us. Ain't that what he said? For us. Is that what he said in 9:24? Amen. He's there to make intercession for us. He said, touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are. He said he knows what we go through. He knows the temptations of the flesh. He knows the temptations of the world. He knows the trials and the tribulations that we face every day. Amen. He tasted of all those, but he never partook of any sinfulness. They were brought before him, praise God. He was tempted like as we are. Now a lot of people say, well, you know, it's not fair because Jesus was God, he couldn't be tempted. Now, I don't know about you, my Bible just said he was tempted like as we are. You know how he was? Because Brother Rex, he was 100% flesh just like me and you. Amen. He was 100% God and he was 100% man. He was tempted just like me and you, yet without sin. Why? Because he didn't give in to the temptation. So you know how we do that? We do it the same way he did. When he was tempted, praise God, he'd say, Heavenly Father! Amen? Amen? He said, it's me again! Here's the booger man again! I need some help! Amen? Heavenly Father, praise God. Sent those ministering spirits to him. Said, hey, remember how much I love you. Lord God, love supersedes all the evil of this world. Yeah. Amen. That's why we're supposed to have a loving heart. Praise God. But he said he so loved us. He had a super love for us that he knew our temptations, praise God, knew our infirmities. But praise God, he loved us past those things. He interceded for us. And then he would say, he said, because he did, he said, let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace. What did I say? Was that place of favor? Amen. He said, come boldly before the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Amen. He said, let's come boldly. Why? You know how you come boldly? Let me just tell you now how you do that. You come boldly to the throne of grace when you believe in the one that's sitting there. Amen? When all your faith, your ambitions, and everything else is, praise God, is trusting in Him. You're trusting and believing in the one that's sitting at the right hand of the Father. Then you come boldly for the throne of grace, that place of favor, to find mercy. Amen? Find mercy at the throne of God, where we should have had justice. Mercy takes its place. Amen. Praise God, grace shows up and it supersedes all the other. God just pours out His grace on us. Amen. Because we're trusting, because we come boldly. See, we got to come boldly. The Bible says, pray believing and you shall receive. We got to believe it. We got a great high priest He knows exactly where we're at, knows exactly what we've gone through, knows exactly what we're going through, praise God, and He's there to help us to finish our course and finish it well. Amen? So we see Him, He's sitting there, praise God, and He says, hey, just come boldly. Come boldly before the throne of grace. Partake of mercy. Amen? Just like old thief, publican just thumped his chest and said, forgive me, God, a sinner. Amen. You'll be surprised what that'll do to throw and open the gates of heaven. Amen. When you open up your heart and you say, God, forgive me, a sinner. Amen. Glory be to God. If we'd realize we're just old sinners apt to sin every day, we'd probably sin before we get to the house tonight. Amen. But praise God, say, God, before I pillow my head, God, forgive me, a sinner. Amen. Praise God, mercy. Comes over there and he says, yeah, it's forgiven. Amen. Grace! He said, just pillow your head there, son. I got this. Amen. Pillow your head, son. Take your rest. I've got you. It's going to be all right. Just take your rest. You know what he said in the beginning? He said, find you a place of rest. Fully persuaded. He said, I got this. I've got you. Just rest. Brother Rex, I'll see you in the morning. Yay. Amen. Just take it easy. Take your rest. I'll see you in the morning. Have a good night. Amen. Bless His holy name.